Drugi dzień Next Fest w Poznaniu. Jesteśmy w pubie pod Minogą, gdzie są gwiazdy nie tylko polskie, ale też zagraniczne. Oto jeden z przykładów. Szwajcarski duet Sinplas, czyli Iwan Brogoni oraz Gabriel Brogoni. Mam właśnie z nimi okazję rozmawiać. Hello guys.
Hello, hello everybody. Hi guys.
Is this your first time at this showcase?
Yeah, actually, it's the first time here.
Yeah, absolutely, but we had the chance to play a couple of times in Poland. Always was so nice, and we're so excited for tonight.
So it will be, today will be again, that the concert will be great.
I'm sure. I mean, we had so much fun with Polish fans, and yeah, I mean, they love music, we love music, so let's have fun.
We are at a showcase, so I must ask you, have you played at this event before?
Yeah, a couple of times in similar events like in Switzerland or in Germany. It's always good because you know people, other musicians, of course media and people from this field.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's nice to share experiences and new friends, new contacts, and that's really good.
A year ago marked 15 years since the creation of the project called Sinplas. At what point did you decide that you should work together?
We're brothers, so it was easy. I mean, we started from the beginning. Of course, we started with a different name, it was Infinity. And then from 2000, yeah, like you said, 2010, we decided to...
2009.
To become like professionals. So, I mean, it's amazing to share this kind of adventure with your brother.
Yeah, actually, I mean, we started in 2009 with Sinplas name, and then it became our job because we had the chance then to go to Eurovision, and I mean, the feedback was good, and so we said, let's do that. I mean, we love do it that, and if we can do it, we would love to.
You've mentioned about Eurovision. There was one song that you represent, it was breakthrough year 2012, Unbreakable, that was titled this record. Looking back from today's perspective, how do you remember that moment, the participate at 15th Eurovision Song Contest?
It was crazy because, I mean, we are from a small village and to us it was like, okay, let's try to be part of Eurovision, and you are a rock band. I mean, you know, Eurovision is not for rock bands usually. Then during the years have changed a little bit this, but yeah, it was amazing because we were playing in our like rehearsal room, garage room, and then you're in front of 25,000 people in the venue and millions of people on the TV. So it was crazy for us. It was a huge thing.
Yeah, we had such a good time at the end of the day, and of course we weren't prepared because we were not, I mean, a big band already or, you know, with much experience, so we learned a lot and we did a lot of mistakes, but at the end of the day it was really fun.
Were there times when you thought that this might be the end of the band and that everyone would go their own way, or we'll be together even after the death?
Even, I mean, of course, because I mean, that's what we do, and that's what we love. So, I mean, we keep pushing every time, trying to, you know, adjust things and really to find our identity. And I think that right now we find the right direction. So it's, you know, we're giving our best, and I can't wait to record the next album.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, I mean, it's, you're always looking for your sound, and I think that finally we are almost there, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's just as when we have fun, we're gonna go on for sure, but we learn always, and I mean, and now it's time to have fun and no more learning, just have fun.
And now I will focus on of the album, which will be released in the fall, and I will start with the singles that have been released so far. For example, Bad Song. I think that isn't Bad Song, it's good. And the singles shows that you are doing quite well with rock in Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you start to do what you really like and you really focus on that, everything is more real, and that's what we're doing right now. Sometimes it's more powerful rock, sometimes it's more like pop rock, but that's what we like, and we feel comfortable in doing this. So yeah, we can't wait to release the full album. I mean, we are writing new songs because the idea is to choose a couple of the ones that we already released and then put it in the album.
As I said, we are looking for our sound, and we're closer, and as soon as I mean we have song, we're gonna release it. At the end of the day, today, what is an album? It's good to, I think, to bring songs out and then maybe together an album.
But we've got every month new song from you. And where did the idea come from to release a new song every month until the premiere of the album? That was untypical for me.
Yeah, that's why we are looking for different ways of promoting our music. And I think also that every song deserves the space to be listened the right way. So you got 1 month because to concentrate on one song, because usually reality is that when you release an album, people concentrate on one or two songs and the other songs are like left, I mean, for very, very special fans. So we wanted to give the right space to every song.
Yeah, exactly. Today is everything is in a rush. Everything is so fast, and so we said let's give each month a song. And so even like our fans or people who listen to Simplus, they know that every month they get a new song, which I think it's a kind of cool thing.
Will there be any new singles that might surprise the listeners?
Huh. I don't know. We like to surprise people, of course, but I mean, the last two singles are gonna be something special, and I'm thinking about the last one especially because it's a rock and roll song with a good vibe, a good message. I can say something to you. It's gonna be called "Gotta Be Me," and that's what we're living right now. You know, as a band, as individual, we got to be ourselves.
Yeah, and I'm sure in summer is gonna come something a bit crazy that, yeah, I'm trying to convince Gabriel to release it, I think we're gonna release it. So it's, yeah, excited.
The album is set to be released in the fall, we already know that, but can you reveal any specific details about the album, or it might be still in secret?
Everything is evolving right now because, I mean, we're in contact with different labels, different people that work in this industry. And so we are deciding right now which way to take. So maybe it's going to be later this fall. Maybe there's going to be like 3-4 new songs or maybe 11 new songs. I don't know because we're feeling really, really inspired right now. So you never know. I don't want to reveal something that maybe it's not true. So let's keep it a secret.
Okay.
I agree with Gabriel.
Okay. And last question, because we are so close to the interview. We are meeting at the showcase Next Fest in Poznań. And last question. Can this event really make an artist famous? I talk about artists that will start in the musical scene.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, every time that you play as an artist, you got in your mind that it could be the chance to start something real. So, of course, these guys on events are plenty of people of the industry. So it's so important to perform well and to bring your music to the people. And so I think it's a good chance for a band to play here.
Yeah, I saw like an advertisement of the festival saying discover your next favorite band. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really, really a nice, smart sentence to promote the festival because, yeah, I think everyone here at the table discover a new band at festival and then maybe became fan and then maybe go to another concert 2 years later of the same band. So it's, yeah.
Okay, thank you for meeting and I wish you good luck during this concert. Gabriel Brogoni i Ivan Brogoni, czyli duet szwajcarski Simplas. Oni byli gośćmi radia UWMFM i zagrają koncert podczas showcase'u Next Fest w Poznaniu. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks to you and see you soon, guys. Bye.
Thanks to you, Simon. Ciao, ciao.